Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges. You know, Chris, even in the culture today, we hear the term prodigal son being used in lots of different ways. I'm not sure everybody really understands exactly what the prodigal son and the story of that in the Bible is about. Let's talk about that.
Well, Mark, it can be a little complicated, but basically you had two brothers, two sons of a wealthy landowner, and they grew up under their father's direction, and they grew up really wealthy because he had a large place and he had slaves, and so that's what they knew from the time they were born. Well, one of them was very diligent, and he obeyed his father in every way, but he did it for wrong motives. So we could do another topic called the spirit of the elder brother in the future. But the one we want to look at here is the prodigal, the one who went to his dad and said, "Dad, give me my inheritance." And so the father did not tell him no. The father gave him the inheritance. And then the prodigal son turned and walked away. And the Bible says he went to a far country. So when I talk to friends who are longtime Christians, they say, "I went through a period of time in my life where I was a prodigal." In other words, I stopped going to church. I lost my desire in the things of God. And in a sense, I found myself in a far country, not living like I should. And so basically the prodigal is one who is a son, or you could use this parable as an illustration. He is a child of God, but he's a nominal Christian. He's following God at a guilty distance.
Guilty distance is an interesting term. I don't think I've heard that before. Elaborate on that a little bit.
You may have never heard of it, but I bet in your soul you have felt it.
I've probably been guilty of that.
Oh, yeah. We all have that feeling of, am I right with God? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? And so anyway, we go through some periods of time, and I'm not excusing it, but it's really common that we kind of live a prodigal lifestyle. We regret it later, but praise the Lord that it bothers us.
Right.
If it did not bother us, we would really need to say, am I truly a child of God?
Right.
So that's the positive thing here. But the beauty is he came to his senses and he realized all that I had, I walked away from.
Right.
And here I am slopping hogs for a Gentile hog farmer. And the Bible says he came to his senses. He began to realize what he walked away from. And then he began to go back to the father.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing is this, Mark, when he got to a certain point, his father saw him. That tells you his father was looking for him. His father did not tell him he could not go. He did not want him to go, but he let him go. He did not control him. Now he's coming back, and the father's not standing on the front porch at the big house in the farm saying, "You wait till you get here." He didn't have that mindset at all. Bible says he ran to him. And according to that time, for a wealthy landowner to run in public was really unassuming because he had servants to do his running for him. But he ran, and while the prodigal was trying to give his repentance speech, the father was saying, "Bring the robe, bring the ring, bring the shoes, bring the fatted calf." He was trying to give him back everything he walked away with. So here's the question. When did the father forgive the son?
That's a great question.
When he came back or when he left?
Right.
I believe he forgave him when he left.
Yes, I believe that is true. And there's a whole part B to this we'll talk about some other time about the other brother.
Spirit of the elder brother.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, I love you. So listen, whoever's listening to this, we do have that mentality in some of our churches, and we've all dealt with it a little bit, where we've been a little too judgmental. But at the same time, I do understand some people just walk away from God and cause more problems. But we can talk about that in another session.
Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.